Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Brendan Marks, he joins us from TheAthletic.com, covers college basketball. Yes, we'll also discuss Arch Manning, Texas, Blake Shapen at Mississippi State, Baylor spring game. They've lost three receivers in the portal. We'll get to that. Brendan, thanks for your time. How big a pickup do you think this was, besides the obvious, for Scott Drew and staff with Jeremy Roach?
Yeah, you know, I think it's gigantic. I mean, you're talking about a player who shot 42% from three-point land last year. It's going to fit perfectly in Scott Drew's offense, especially the fact that Baylor's losing four starters from last year. And more than that, Roach is, you know, he is a senior, experienced player. He's one of two remaining active players left for Mike Krzyzewski's final team. Led Duke to a Final Four, led Duke to an Elite Eight again this season under John Shire. So it's a gigantic pickup. I think he fits perfectly everything Scott Drew and Baylor want to do.
Now, obviously, their lineup is going to be a lot different, Brendan. They got to get something down low, but they're going to have no shortage of guards. And even if they lose somebody like Miro Leto, who could still maybe wind up in the portal as well, they're still going to have great depth there and can score. What do you think this Baylor team will look like offensively and scheme-wise next year?
Yeah, you know, scheme-wise, I'm expecting it to be relatively similar. I mean, this is now 4 years running ever since Baylor won the national championship for the first time in program history back in 21, that the Bears have finished top 10 in Ken Pom's adjusted offensive efficiency ranking. So obviously this season with the three-point shooting, having so many interchangeable perimeter pieces, again, we'll see who else the Bears can add in the portal. You know, there's some rumors, you know, I'm based here in Durham, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. North Carolina has been going after Jonas Adu from Tennessee. There's a lot of chatter that he's another Baylor target as well. So we'll see who else Baylor adds. But with the guards that they have coming back, bringing in a guy like Jeremy Roach, I would expect it to look very similar to the successful offense you saw this season.
If Baylor gets the young man from Tennessee, how much of a 1-2 punch would that be, even possibly others they're looking for too?
Yeah, he's terrific. You know, he's a little bit of a different player than Missy would have been last year. Missy, I would say, definitely was better defensively, a better athlete. But Adu, in terms of scoring on the block, in terms of having offensive skill, being able to make touch shots, he struggled in Tennessee's season-ending loss to Purdue in the Elite Eight. That was definitely not his finest performance. If you're a Baylor fan, that's not the game that I would go back and watch if you're scouting this guy. But in terms of offensive talent, he certainly brings it. His motor can run a little hot and cold. But again, that's why you're bringing in somebody like a Jeremy Roach, who, in addition to what he brings on the court, off the court, is going to bring that experience. He's going to bring that veteran expectation. And he's sort of going to whip that locker room to shape. Not that it needs it, but that's the added benefit of bringing Jeremy Roach as well.
Brendan, given what's going on in the Big 12 and the transfer portal, how important was it for Baylor to make a move like this to keep pace with particularly Kansas, Houston, and Arizona, who Arizona hasn't really made their big move yet either?
Yeah, Arizona hasn't made their big move yet, but obviously, you know, Kansas has got to be one of the early front runners, you know, in terms of portal winners so far this offseason, just the pieces they've added. And again, not done anytime soon. Kansas is going to keep adding, you know, getting Uzon down at Houston. He is going to be a tailor-made fit, I think, for what Kelvin Sampson wants to do. So, yeah, you know, this is the sort of move. And listen, like, you know, I don't know how much of the Kentucky situation maybe sidetracked Baylor's, you know, planning build or what Scott Drew's trying to do down there, but to finally come in to get a top transfer like this. I mean, Jeremy Roach was one of the most sought after guards in the portal, and for good reason. You know, I don't know that he will hit quite to the same extent that he did from three this year. It was a career best mark, almost 43%. But it's, again, you're talking about a guy who high efficiency, doesn't make mistakes. Like, it is a perfect malleable piece. That's the best part. Whoever else Scott Drew decides to add around Jeremy Roach, it's a pretty seamless fit. He's played on ball. He's played off ball. He can play with multiple guards. He can play as a lone guard. Like, he can do a little bit of everything. So I think in that respect, obviously, it was important, but it's a piece that sets you up well to then add more pieces.
Brendan, thank you very much for being a part of the show today on the Jeremy Roach decision to attend Baylor and what you do covering college basketball. Brendan Marks with us from theathletic.com on the heels of the interview with Jeremy Roach.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.